The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Ayin Dalad. The Gemara introduces the concept of a situmta. Hai situmta kanya. A situmta, Rashi explains, when they used to purchase things, they would make a sign or a seal on the barrels that were already sold. So it's kanya. It's a kinyan. Amai hilchasa, Rav Chaviva Amar l'mikni mamish, that once you make a situmta, once you make this roshim, it now belongs to the buyer. It's a bona fide maisa kinyan. Rabbanan Amr the Kabula Alei Mishapara. It's not an actual Kenyan. It's as if you paid money for the item. Just like if you pay money for an item, if you pay for metalpolin, there's a halacha of a Mishapara. If a party backs out, then he Bezdin gives him a klala of Mishapara. So too, making a Roshim, making a Situmta, will also is the equivalent of paying for the item. But in a place where the custom is that a situmta is kanya, in a place where the custom is that once a person makes this mark, it now belongs to him, the sale is consummated, there even the chachamim agree the concept of, conceptually, that situmta will be an effective kenyan. Now this little piece of Gemara is vitally important and plays a pivotal role in many Dinei Torah today. As we all know, in order to buy or to sell something, lahalacha, you need a maisa kinyan. If two people get together and they agree to sell their car, I can agree to sell the car, you can agree to buy the car, we can set a price, we can shake hands. In halacha, that's nothing. It's just words. Now, again, there's a concept of mechusar amana, there's a concept of honoring your words, but the transaction has not yet taken place. For there to be an actual transfer, you need a maisa kinyan. Now, when we're dealing with metatlan, when you're dealing with movable items, in general, the maisa kinyan takes place when you take physical possession. You pick it up, you pull it, you take it home. That is generally the maisa kinyan, and that is when the sale is finalized. Until that point, until the buyer has taken physical possession, there's no maisa kinyan. When we're dealing with karka, when we're dealing with real estate, there are different requirements. Paying is a maisa kinyan, and kinyan shtar, writing a contract, is another popular kinyan. However, for each and every type of kinyan, there are many halachas. Kinyan shtar, to buy a piece of real estate, a shtar, a sales contract, is sufficient. However, there are halachas about a shtar mechira. How it has to be done. It has to be done according to some sheets, as the paper has to belong to the seller. It has to be physically handed to the buyer. A fax is not sufficient. It has to be written in the appropriate language. It cannot simply say the seller agrees to sell, a buyer agrees to buy. It has to be either a language of Hoidah's Baal Din, that they admit or confess that the sale took place, or Lashon Hoivo. The contract has to say, I am hereby transferring, I am hereby selling the piece of property. Simply recording an agreement that the two parties have agreed to certain terms, and this is how they intend the deal to take place, is meaningless in halacha. This is where the concept of situmta comes in. Whenever you're dealing with a transaction, whenever two parties make a transfer, they make a sale, and they do an act which is a universally recognized as consummating the deal, there we will say, although technically no maisa kinyan was done, there was no mashicha, no hagbah, no shtar, no kesef, still, if the minhug, if the norm is to accept this action as final, as sealing the deal, that is the halacha of a situmta, and a bezdin and halacha will now recognize this deal as being finalized. In the diamond industry, simply saying mazel bracha would probably be a situmta. No money changed hands, no mashicha, no hagbah, but still, since that is the universal minhag, that's the norm, that's the custom, it will be treated as if you did a regular ma'aseh kinyan, and it will be effective. Now, there's an interesting nesivus in Siman Resh Aleph that writes that the whole concept of Ositumta is only a kinyan derabbanan. Minidai Raisa, according to the Torah defines which kinyanim are effective and which are not. If the norm is to recognize another ma'isa as consummating a deal, so the Nesivus learns, midrabanon, the Chazal said we're going to recognize it. But it's only going to be a minhag. It's only going to be a drabanon. And therefore, according to some shitas, where there's a well-known issue of kinyan drabanon mahani l'daraisa, can a person be makayim a mitzvah daraisa with something that he only owns midrabanon, which he's only done in a kinyan which is effective midrabanon? According to the Nesivus, that issue will apply here as well. Because again, a situmta is not a real kinyan, it's not one of the ma'aseh kinyanim that the Torah discusses, it is only a takanah derabanan that Chazal created to help mekach u'memkah. Long comes the Chassam Sofer and argues. And Chassam Sofer says like this. The concept of a situmta, the concept that simply because that's the norm, that becomes a kinyan, that is based on a minhag. What is minhag? We know that by dinei mominus, minhag mavatal halacha. By dinei mominus, a tnai sheba mominus kayim. When you're dealing with financial matters, the parties are free to set any terms that they want. And people can make any agreements that they choose. A tnai sheba momin, people arrive, both parties agree to something, that's binding, it's meaningful. Psaim d'rabbanan and tzai d'araisa. Therefore, Zakh Tchsam Sofer, that a situmta is a reflection of the minhag. It's a custom. And if the custom is widespread, if everyone has accepted it, then Zakh Tchsam Sofer, this will have a din of a d'oraisa. But now Tchsam Sofer is bothered by a problem. And this is really the makar of the Nesivus. This is why the Nesivus holds it at Durabanon. We know there is a concept of a kinyan Durabanon. We know there are certain kinyanim that are midurabanon that minatayra do not work. The Nesivus says, how could it be that a kinyan Durabanon is worse than a situmta? If a situmta is effective midaraisa, if simply the fact that everyone does it, that this becomes the norm, that suddenly becomes a kinyan daraisa, then Koshkin v'Koshkin, if Chazal were Masakin and said that this particular action should be effective, this particular action should be a kinyan, although the source, the Makar, is a Takana Midrabanon, it should now become a Minog, it should now become a Situmta, and it should now have a Din of a Daraisa. Therefore, Zakhna Nesivus, it must be both a Situmta and a Kinyan Midrabanon are both the same, they're both Midrabanon. Chassam Sofer argues, and Chassam Sofer says like this. He says that there's a very big difference between a situmta and a kinyan derabanan. A kinyan derabanan means that until Chazal got up there, until they made this takana, this was not recognized as a kinyan. No one did it. So if Chazal make a takana, they say that this thing should work, that's only a takana derabanan. That's not going to be effective. A situmta is much better. Situmta is something which everyone was makabal berotza, they're makabal upon it on their own. If they accept it and they're makabal it, that becomes a kinyan d'oraisa. Zakh Tchsam Sofer, and this is already Chidush Tchsam Sofer in Sukkah Daf Lamed, every kinyan d'rabbanon, it's only d'rabbanon until it becomes widespread. When the generation when Chazal made a takana that it's a kinyan, there it's a kinyan d'rabbanon. Even in future generations, if it's uncommon, if that's not the way people typically buy something, then still it'll be effective only because it's a kinyan d'rabbanon. But in a chanami, if Chazal created a kinyan, And it then becomes widespread. It becomes a minhag. It becomes widely accepted. That's how people purchase or sell this item. Then zaklas samsayf reinachanami. Then in such a case, this kinyan d'rabbanan will now become a sumta, situmta. And now, according to all shitas, the kinyan will suddenly become a kinyan d'oraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.